Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Mother's Day weekend upon us. How well do you know your mom? That's the question I'm asking you right now. We have the most five common facts that we know about your mom. I'm going to ask everyone in the room these questions.
Oh, boy.
And it should be fun to see if we can remember these answers. These are the things that people most commonly remember about their mom. I'll start with five. Her ancestry. Most people are able, I would say about 50% according to the survey, are able to answer the question, where is my mom from? What is her ancestry? Around the room.
Mm-hmm.
Meredith, mom's ancestry.
England.
England. Caitlin.
Yeah, UK and Wales.
UK and Wales, cool.
Yeah.
My mom, Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Tom.
Italy, and I'm actually visiting her hometown this fall.
That's going to be really exciting.
It's going to be really cool because that's where her and my dad got married. Right in there's this massive church in Amalfi.
Okay.
And we're going to be visiting it.
That's very special.
I've seen it once before, and I lost my mom at quite a young age, so I might not be able to answer some of these questions that you're asking, but it is really meaningful to be able to go there.
Yeah. It's cool. Every child should try, if they can, to retrace their parents' ancestry in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can everybody think of or recall their mother's first job?
Yes.
Says 50% of people could do that. I'll tell you right now, I don't think I know my mom's first job. I might want to go back and ask her about that. I don't know that answer.
First job?
Meredith, you know your mom's first job?
I don't know. She was very entrepreneurial and very smart. So I'm assuming she sort of had a job as like a kid. Like she'd be like, I will work at the library. Like she probably had something young. I don't know. Sorry, Mom. I know you're listening.
Only 49% of people were able to answer that. Caitlin, your mom's first job?
Yeah, she worked picking strawberries. Yeah, I think she was only like 8 or 9 years
old.
Wow. She had a really big family and they grew up in rural Ontario. So legitimately, as soon as you were up and at 'em, you were working.
Look at that. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, number three on the list. Can you name the street that your mom grew up on?
No.
That's a tough one, right?
Wow.
This one's pretty high on the list for some reason.
Wow.
I can name the street my mother was working. I visited my mom's house all the time. I go there a lot, actually. I know where she is. My mom grew up on Langston Road in Kingston, right off of Mountain View Road. If anybody's familiar with Jamaica area, right by Excelsior College. So I know exactly the house where my mom grew up on.
Yeah,
I know it's in Edmonton.
Edmonton?
I know it's in Edmonton.
You can't name the street?
But I can't name the street, no.
Wow. Caitlin?
Yeah, mine is harder because it's on a rural route, like the RR.
Oh, yeah.
But I just don't know which number. So it's like it's a big, huge plot of land on the side of a highway.
Anybody remember what high school or college your mom went to?
Yes.
Mom, do I even know you?
It's crazy.
College, yes, absolutely. U of A, University of Alberta, and then also U of T.
U of A, U of T, okay, cool.
I think she went to what was called at the time Norfolk County High.
Is
that a thing? I don't know. We'll see. Now I'm like not so sure. The more I talk, the more I'm like, is this a
thing? If it's not a thing, we will get a text.
Isn't it crazy how you can get to this far in your life, but there are certain key things about your parents that you just don't have an answer about?
Yeah, because you haven't had that conversation. You haven't had to. I like this list. Okay.
My mom went to Camperdown High School.
Mm. Oh.
Okay. She went to college at BMCC in Manhattan.
Okay, you're doing well, Jamar.
Yeah, okay. Last question. Of course, you can figure out where your mom grew up, right?
You know
the neighborhood, the actual neighborhood where your mom grew up? Meredith!
Edmonton?
No, do you know the name of the neighborhood, though? No?
No, I don't.
Wow, that just never came up in conversation.
No, I don't even know. No, no.
That's funny, because according to this survey, 75% of people are able to answer that.
Well, I'm in the... Let me do the...
You're the bad kid. Oh, my God.
25%.
Bad kid Meredith.
Oh, man. I feel really bad right now.
Caitlin,
I'm literally going to phone my mom.
Well, again, rural, but I would say Port Dover. Like, she grew up in the town of Port Dover, so...
Port Dover?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, that's in Ontario, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep. It's probably about an hour 45 from here.
Wow. All right.
Caitlin, tell Jamar what Port Dover is known for.
Oh.
On any Friday the 13th.
Yeah, so Friday the 13th, they are always the host of a big biker rally.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a big, like, biker town. They do it once a year. There you go. And it's funny, my cousin actually did a documentary about the impact on the town called Friday the 13th, The Devil in Dover. Little fact about my mom's
hometown. Love the factoid.
Hey, there you go.
Did mom wear a lot of leather or no?
No.
While she picked your strawberries? That's like a...
I don't want to ask any further.
Other side of the coin.
Yeah.
My mom grew up in a place in Kingston called Vineyard Town. I know it very well.
Nice.
So there it is. All right, so shout out to all the good kids that know their mom's facts, man.
Mama, I love you.
Hey, have a conversation today. I'll send you this list. How about that?
Okay, it's happening right now. I'm going to wake her up.
And we are the greatest. I would like to say that because that's how I truly feel. But not only that, we won some awards that kind of sealed the deal. Yesterday was the Broadcast Awards. Chum actually won some really cool awards. Specifically, the personnel of the station won those awards.
Totally. Program Director of the Year, Sarah Cummings.
What up, Yay! Sarah?
What up, Yay! What's up, boss?
And also Lisa Grassi for Music Director.
Lisa!
So fab. And then our big promo, Kiss Your Ashby Goodbye for Roger Ashby when he retired. That one as well.
The Roger Ashby.
Yeah.
Roger Ashby send-off was officially recognized as the best promo of the year. Fantastic.
Yeah. And Roger was there last night.
Yeah.
So
Roger was there.
Fantastic.
Any Roger fans, Roger was out last night. He was great.
He was
in good spirits. He was happy. He was good. He was loving his steak.
Wearing a checked shirt.
Yes.
Oh, he looks so cute.
He looks so good. Yeah. Just so nice to see him.
It was great.
Roger sends hello, everybody.
Yeah,
he's
doing
really well.
Does.
And he's having fun. I saw Roger yesterday. I said, hey, Roger, how are you enjoying your vacation? And he goes, I've never heard anyone refer to it as that yet. I'm like, yeah, man, you are on a vacation, an epic vacation. He's like, you know what? I'm going to call it that from now on, a vacation.
I like that.
He was very happy about that. That's cool.
Yeah.
So big up to Roger.
Totally.
No, of course he's not listening.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
She's sleeping.
I hope so.
So we went to this big, big party yesterday at Rebel, and afterwards we went to the Sheraton for this whole thing for Canadian Music Week. And I just got to really reflect back on one thing that really annoys me in settings with a lot of people. This guy was just like talking all over my face. He was speaking on me, like hard talking. And here's my question. This is like the manners capital of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Would it have been rude if I had told the hard talker guy, hey, man, you're spitting on me? Like, because inside it feels rude. Is that weird? Isn't that weird? Like when
I think it's how you deliver that message.
How do you deliver that message?
I think you have to do it with some humor.
Yeah.
I think Canadians are nice, but they're also funny. So I think if you can find a way to make that funny, which in this moment I'm struggling with a bit, but if you can find a way to somehow make that funny, then I think you're good. I think you're golden.
Here's the thing that makes me, I don't say angry, but it gives me like a little angst inside. Why in situations like that do I have to make the extra effort to be nice when you are the one somewhat offending me?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, why do I have to make it a joke when I just want to be like, bro, you're like all on my face right now.
Yeah.
But inside, I would never do that.
Because, but I think that's funny.
Bro, too much spit on my face.
Well, even kind of like wiping off your face while he's talking, he's saying, hey, dude, you gotta say it, don't spray it. You know, the old cliche or whatever.
Right.
And have fun with it. I think that's what you should do.
It's just funny when you get those anxieties about things that you actually have the right to say. But you don't say it.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I run away. Which is kind of awkward sometimes, and I'll walk away knowing that I didn't make a very elegant exit,
right.
And I just think, I couldn't help it. I'll just be like, I have to go to the bathroom urgently and like leave, or I'll be like, a person I know, and just there's nobody, and I just walk towards an empty space in the
right.
crowd.
Yeah.
I can't come up with stuff. I gotta go.
Tex says, tell him, I already took a shower.
Yeah.
That's what's
yeah.
mm-hmm. Say it, don't spray it. That's an old standard.
Yeah.
I mean, the conversation was so strange that I'm hearing nothing of what this person's saying. All I'm thinking is every strain of bacteria that's on the right side of my face right now, landing on my cheek, landing on my eyelid, landing on my eyelash. That's what I'm thinking while he's talking.
I mean, sometimes with that moment too, it could be like, hey, do you want to get a drink? Like, let's move the... And so you just move the location of the conversation.
Move it along.
Because then as soon as you're going to run into somebody else, maybe he'll spit on somebody else. Like,
right.
it starts to just, like, circulate everything.
Or maybe
again.
You just introduce the person to someone else. Hey, I'd like to introduce you to Tom. Hey, Tom, take it away.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy. Sorry about that.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, listen, this weekend you'll most definitely be in a social situation. Do not be the hard talker guy. Don't talk on people. Talk to people.
Yeah. Yeah, people are backing away from you. Take the social cue.
Take the social
cue. Take the social cue.
I'm spending a lot of time at home these days. You know, you guys don't know me that long yet, but I'll tell you, mm-hmm. I'm not a homebody. I'm always out. But now, you know, I'm taking care of my little son, who actually is 5 months on Sunday.
Oh, my gosh. On Father's Day?
Yeah. Oh. On Mother's Day.
Pressure, Jamar.
I really just made the... Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
I got to step it up.
Okay, yeah,
gotta
step it up.
I got to go big this week.
Yeah.
In any case, that's not what I was talking about. What I do want to tell you guys is something... I stay home with him most of the time during the week.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've been doing now, even at the age of 5 months or four and change, I'm reading to him.
Yeah.
And I know he doesn't understand a word of anything I'm saying because, you know, he can't talk yet. But there is value there, right? Like, I'm doing the right thing?
Oh, absolutely.
This station has tons of parents listening, so please weigh in. Just let me know. This is the right thing to do, right?
Absolutely. And even on an educational level, like, really, and you know, instilling the love of reading or the love of books with your kids, whether they actually pick up the books and read them or not, or whether you read them, it helps with their development so well that they will be miles ahead by the time they hit pre-K, K.
Even so young, even when he's like just...
Mm-hmm. Well, you keep it up, for sure, okay. Right? And it's a great indicator of learning abilities. It just helps them. It gives them a huge jump start.
You know, it's just so fun. And I got to tell you guys, this is not my life, more than my previous lifestyle, but it's my lifestyle now.
Like, yeah.
Kids, I'm a club DJ, you know?
Right.
And now I'm in the house reading to little Kofi, and I'm just, I love it so much. It really brings me a sense of joy that I never really understood that I would have, but I just love spending time with my little son.
Well, you showed a picture of you reading to him with his little
book. Picture book, yeah.
And it was really colorful, and his eyes were wide,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah. So I think he sees what we're doing. I open the book, and I know in my head I'm going, he can't understand a word of what I'm saying. But I point at the bus and I go, bus.
Yeah.
Bus.
And he hears your voice, he hears your cadence.
Right.
You know, and it's such a beautiful bonding time. Like I remember for sure reading with my parents. I remember that time with my mom, with
my dad.
Oh, absolutely.
What was your favorite book as a child?
I mean, little, I loved Goodnight Moon. I mean, total classic.
Right.
I can still smell that book. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I can think of right now. But then as I got a little older, I liked the Eloise series and Anne of Green Gables. Hello. And then Narnia. Narnia was my obsession.
Oh my gosh, the Chronicles of Narnia.
The Chronicles of Narnia.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Yes. C.S. Lewis, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
And I remember being read that because, you know, it's a full book. And then I remember also rereading it myself. And it's just so cool how you can really track your growing up that way.
Hey, you listening to the show, what was your favorite children's book? Your favorite children's book, 104536, Texas. To Caitlin, do you have a favorite children's book?
I remember The Jolly Postman so clearly.
Jolly Postman.
And it was this really adorable little book, and inside of it, you can take out letters from other people. And so it's all about it's very interactive. So it's all about the letters that the postman delivers to different people in the neighborhood, and you get to see them, and they have different handwriting and different content and beautiful pictures. And I always loved a good story, but then also the pop-up element of a lot of pop-up books.
Oh, pop-up books. Are those style? Those were great.
Oh, yeah, and they're complicated now. Like, they're like high-tech pop-up.
That's great.
I'm sure they work with, like, an app or something.
the pop-up iPad book, right?
They still sell The Jolly Postman on Chapters. Oh, my gosh.
That would be a fun Mother's Day present, actually.
Yes.
Like, you know, in terms of nostalgia. Now, was that book ripped at all? Because I found my books that were interactive, I either would lose a letter or would rip it out.
Lose the letter, they'd become dog-eared, they'd stick together. You'd see, like, little handprints all over them, and that is the sign.
Chocolate pudding.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the sign of a book that a child loves.
A book that's got some miles on it. It's so funny. The millennial version of The Jolly Postman would be, like, the jolly Amazon guy right now, all right? Isn't that crazy? Pulling up in the nondescript truck. It's the Amazon man. Yay. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Or the jolly Uber driver.
Oh,
has anyone done that book yet? They need to do that.
No, for good reason.
I mean, come on, the jolly Uber driver, it's very relevant.
Would it be like lost items? It could like article all the lost items in the Uber?
And here are your spare ribs, said the Uber driver, right? No? Okay. Hey, 104536, do tell. Your favorite children's book, what was the book that you remember the most? I would have to say Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Oh,
yeah.
Huh? Yes.
Cool. Well, mm-hmm. One of the joys that I'm enjoying right now is reading to the kid. Okay, we are totally obsessing over children's books right now. Thank you so much for these texts we are getting. Now I'm remembering all these awesome books. Do you guys remember the Little Miss books? Like Little Miss...
Yes.
What were they again? It was like Little Miss something.
Chatterbox, Little Miss Naughty. And the Spice Girls just got their own Little Miss books. So each Spice, like Baby Spice, is like Little Miss Baby.
Yeah.
Little Miss Scary. They just released them.
What a classic.
I know, such a classic.
Oh my gosh, my brain is now rebooting childhood books. It's great. Berenstain Bears, no?
Yes. Berenstain Bears, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was great. The Berenstain Bears, they were so cute.
And Jamar, you are doing the right thing by reading to Kofi, because Lena, we got a text from her. She said, good morning, I used to read one specific book to my daughter the whole time I was pregnant and even after she was born.
Yeah.
She's now two and she could read the same book on her own.
Cute.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I will tell you this much, even though I was somewhat doubting if he could understand stuff, I will tell you this about my son. He is remembering little sounds and stuff. I've been singing to him and playing to him Bob Marley, Is This Love? Because in my head, I'm going to like, that's going to be your song. That's your song. That's your song. Whenever I play it, even if I just sing the first lines, I want to love you, he just smiles. He goes, eh! And I'm like, yes! He remembers the song. I'm doing it. So it's perfect. Yeah. What other children books are coming up?
Well, The Hungry Caterpillar has been mentioned. Lots of Robert Munsch books. Lots of Dr. Seuss books.
Okay.
There's so many. Like, I mean, I can't believe how many there are.
Oh, my God.
And the Franklin books. Franklin the Turtle.
Oh, yes!
Who could forget Judy Blume?
Judy Blume.
A classic.
A big one.
Yeah.
One that I thought of, because we were talking about pop-up books, and I remembered the first kind of like interactive sensation book I remember from being like little kid, called Pat the Bunny.
Yes!
The best.
Where the bunny is soft and you touch it and I'm like remembering probably being almost a baby and loving this book.
And there's a Pat the Bunny actual bunny that you can get. And actually my mom always gives that as a baby present. A Pat the Bunny and the book and a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
So we haven't totally replaced books with iPads. We're still booking it, right?
Yep.
That's so true, Jamar. I love this list because it's reminding me like people are still doing that and there's nothing like a tactile book.
Well, I hope they're still doing it.
I think they are.
Because I see a lot of iPads and strollers these days.
Well, I did see a child the other day go up to try to swipe the television.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, funny. That's just a TV. What
Yo, guys, doing? The other day I was out, I forgot to tell you this. I saw somebody that had an iPad on a mount on a stroller. You know, like in your car, how you mount your phone?
Oh. That's a mom that needs a break.
Somebody had an iPad on a mount on a stroller. And I was like, I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I get it because, you know, you want to, you know, shop and, you know, get a minute, but iPad on stroller. Yeah. But anyway. Chump Pyramid, and what happens is we have seven questions. The way you win this game is by answering the seventh question correct. Now, it doesn't matter if you've answered all six and then you get the seventh wrong. Sorry for you. That's just how it happens. Or a bunch of people can get all six and then you just call and it happens, scoop up the seventh, and then boom, that's what happened. It's a game completely of luck and a little bit of skill.
A little bit of skill, yeah. You got to know a thing or two about a thing or two.
All right. Meredith, are you going to answer the questions this morning? Or ask the questions this morning?
I am. I'm excited. Right. I'm ready. And I'm really hoping that a huge Raptors fan wins this one.
This is for Game 7, Sunday night, Scotiabank Arena, the biggest game of the year, the most important ticket for the most important game of the season. We need a lot of people to call. You should be calling right now. 416-870-1045. I don't know if this ticket exists anywhere in life. So this is probably your only chance to go see the Raps for the season. Let's start with Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Joe, you got the first seat. It's a lucky and a really unlucky seat at the same time.
Let's hope you roll
it
through.
Is,
All right, well, I wish you luck, Joe. Are you ready?
Thank you.
All right, cool. Go ahead, Meredith.
Okay, you got 3 seconds to answer this, Joe. What very famous boxing movie was set in Philadelphia?
Oh, Rocky.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Joe.
It's question number one. Let's go to two.
Moving to two. Speaking of which, what ice cream flavor is made with chocolate, nuts, and marshmallows?
Rocky Road.
Oh.
Whoa.
He's in two. Let's go to three.
On a streak. Which ingredient of Rocky Road is also the name of the EDM DJ who played at FanFest this week?
Marshmallow.
Oh!
Yes!
You know your ice cream. Let's go to number four, shall we?
Another big DJ is Calvin Harris. What singer did Calvin Harris work with on this song?
Rihanna?
Whoa!
Yes!
Steaming Willie Beeman. Let's go.
Through.
Number five.
Joe, making everybody else on hold mad now.
Joe, everyone is really angry at you. Number five.
Okay. Speaking of Rihanna, what is the name of her beauty line? It is also her last name. Oh, Joe.
Enki?
What?
What'd you say? Say it again. Fenty.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Joe. I was betting against you on that question, Joe, but...
No, bro.
You broke
Joe is picking up some Fenty contour or something on the side.
Babe, are you contouring in your spare time, Joe?
No.
Okay, just no stuff. All right. Number six, guys.
Okay, already. In what Disney movie would you find Lumiere, Gaston, and Mrs. Potts?
Beauty and the Beast?
Oh
my God.
Joe.
Okay, I know you said this wasn't a colon twister, but my colon is twisted. Right
okay,
now.
Great.
Yeah, and mine is too now.
Okay, cool. Well, we can go to the washroom right after this last question.
Oh, yes. Joe.
Everyone listening, you should keep calling. He may get this incorrectly. Go, Meredith.
Okay. Question seven for game seven. What do you call it when a basketball player jumps up with the ball and then forcefully puts the ball in the hoop?
Slam dunk.
Joe!
I ran the board, right?
Yeah,
you
ran the board, Joe!
Perfect game!
Thank you so much.
Whoa!
Seven up, seven down.
Has that ever happened before?
No!
No! Joe!
Okay, hello?
Hello?
Hello, Joe.
Hang on, Joe.
Yeah, you gotta thank my wife.
You say what?
I gotta thank my wife.
Your wife? Why?
Oh, I see.
She was on the other line and listening at home and gave me the answer for Rihanna.
Oh! See, sneaky.
You said no Googling, right?
That's right.
Is your wife's name
Google? Is
her name Google?
No, it's Anna.
I guess it's fair then, I guess.
Oh,
Joe, you should have kept that to the chest. There's a lot of angry people right now. I don't know what to do about that.
You have to do what you have to do to
win.
Hey,
listen, let's just end this quickly. You get the tickets. Bye. Eek.
What?
Ooh, am I in trouble?
See, I knew he didn't know Fenty. I knew it.
All right, Joe. Hey, Joe,
like
just
hit on the other phone.
Hey, put him on hold, thing, please. Whoa!
I did think he had a strange working knowledge of Rihanna and her beauty line.
Me too. I was like, that is suspicious.
He said Fenty products, Electric Pink. I'm like, how'd you know all that? All right.
Shout out to Anna too.
Yeah.
You know, behind every man, a smart woman.
All right. Fair enough. E-Talk Entertainment Update brought to you by IKEA with up to 15% off all beds, dresses, and nightstands. There's plenty to pick and choose and snooze from at the IKEA bedroom event through the 13th of May. Visit IKEA for details. What's up, Chloe?
All right, so did you guys see that cover of Entertainment Weekly with Taylor Swift on it?
So
looking
pretty.
Super cute, rocking a denim jacket, which right away makes me think of a Canadian tuxedo.
Totally.
And her fans started deciphering this photo, as they do. And on the jacket, she's wearing a ton of pins. And if you look closely, I think these are clues, and her fans think so too. There's a bunch of faces, little pins. So we've got Selena Gomez, Troye Sivan, Dixie Chicks, and Drake. So can you imagine if these were clues to potential collabs on her upcoming album?
Incredible.
I would love a Dixie Chick Taylor Swift combo.
Natalie Maines and Taylor Swift together on a track. Oh, shut up.
What would a Drake Taylor Swift combo sound like?
Magic. It would sound like magic.
Like a magical unicorn.
It would be beautiful. You know it would. And then in the article, she talks about how much she loves Game of Thrones. And on her jean jacket, she's actually got two pins of Arya and Sansa Stark. And in the article, she reveals that when she was working on Reputation, she was binging hard on Game of Thrones. And Game of Thrones actually had huge influence on her writing and on her song choice. She says that her songs were half-based about her, but through the lens of Game of Thrones.
That makes a lot of sense, because that attitude on that last record was super different for Taylor.
Oh, yeah, and the song Look What You Made Me Do, is literally Arya Stark's kill list. And if you've watched GOT, you know that kill list. I think in every single episode. So will there be more GOT influences in the upcoming album? I don't know, but either way, we've got lots to look forward with T-Swift. Hopefully a collab with Dixie Chicks would be great. That'd
gosh,
be great.
On repeat.
Okay, so Cardi B is killing it. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody, but she has just dropped her second collab with Fashion Nova, which is this fast fashion giant. And on her first day of this second collection, they raked in over $1 million in sales.
What?
That's a lot of cash.
Wow.
And the first time they did this collab, it sold out in minutes. So this time around, they wanted to be more prepared. They had five times the inventory, and still things are selling like hotcakes. But if you want a little bit of Cardi B in your life, don't worry. They're going to be doing weekly drops, so definitely check it out. I took a look. It's very affordable.
Yeah, always with Fashion Nova.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But the key word to that is little.
Yes.
It's not a lot of fabric happening.
It's
a lot of Cardi B inspired.
Skimpy. You're showing off a lot of your beautiful bodily assets.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Gave you. Yeah.
Okay, so big week for Kim K. I feel like I've been talking about her every single day, but this is very exciting news. Their surrogate is in labor. They're going to be welcoming their fourth child.
Wow.
So she went into labor last night. I'm sure we'll be hearing updates from the whole family. But the news was super exciting. It came as Kourtney Kardashian was surprising their mom, Kris Jenner, on The Ellen Show with six of her grandkids. So they were having a nice little mommy-daughter moment with some of the grandkids while Kim and Kanye are at the hospital welcoming their fourth kid.
So if you're the surrogate for the Kardashians or a Kardashian, that's a pretty big payday, right? Like, you get a lot of money for that.
Yeah, I think I can't remember what the first one. This is a different surrogate because the last one they loved, but she actually had a baby of her own, so they had to find a new one. But you rake in a lot of cash.
What would the estimate be?
Feel like the number that comes to mind is 10 grand, but I feel like it might even be higher.
Yeah, I think it's
I'll higher. Have to look it up.
Yeah, we'll look at that. But what
I'm going to ask Google.
Really interesting is how did Kris Jenner plan this? So they're going to be making this announcement on Mother's Day. Like, this baby is going to be born. And there's going to be a Mother's Day Instagram photo. Like, it's perfection.
That woman.
Marketing perfection.
She's amazing when it comes to PR. Yep. Okay, so you guys have been talking about, you know, mama blunders.
Yes.
Those little mama mistakes.
Mom fails, yeah.
Everyone makes a mistake. Every single mom does their best. But sometimes, you know, you make a little gaffe. Kim K is just like the rest of us when it comes to mama gaffes. Although hers is very Kardashian-esque. So we all know the Kardashians love their spray tans. So it sounds like when she was breastfeeding North, she didn't quite have time to wipe off the spray tan.
Oh, man.
Oh,
so
I know where this is going.
She fed her baby, you know, because when baby's hungry, you got to feed the baby. And poor little Northwest had a nice little orange glow all around her face.
She was a little pumpkin.
Yeah, you know, well-fed and a little bit more glowy.
Oh, that's
wipe
great.
Wipe before you feed. Wipe before you feed, yeah. Oh, man.
So embarrassing.
And so Kardashian.
And so Kardashian.
It's got to be non-toxic, right? Oh, the spray tan?
Yeah.
I'm hoping. Mama Marilyn on vacation. Thank you for hanging with us, Meredith.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
It's been a fun week.
We have Mama Susan on the line. Hey, Mama Susan. Happy Mother's Day weekend to you, Susan.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good morning. You got a mom fail for us.
I do.
This is an epic fail. Everyone, listen up very carefully. Susan, tell us about what happened at Little League Baseball.
So I used to scorekeep for my daughter's team, and she was about 10, 11 years old and out on the field, and they made a great play. So I tried to get everyone to do the wave, and when I stood up and threw my arms up in the air, I took the clipboard up in the air with my arms and flashed the whole field of players and families. And
your shirt came up?
My shirt came up right over my head.
I love that.
Mom failed.
I was never allowed to do the wave again.
Of course not.
No, that's some scorekeeping right there.
Yeah. Mom failed, but the audience scored. All right. Well,
totally.
Listen, we forgive you for it, but a funny moment, yeah?
For sure.
Hey, you're in the draw. Thanks for the story.
Thank you.
All right. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Yeah. That's what I love about a mom fail. It's because when you own it, like, there's no shame with this, right? And the fact that we can now just share those stories, because we've all got them. It's so cool.
Imagine being that kid.
Oh my God.
Remember when your mom showed everyone? Remember your mom did the wave?
He'd be traumatized. He'd go to baseball games now and be like, no, don't do the waves.
No more waves. Okay. Yeah. So mom fails could win you a really cool prize. We have a Sleep Country and Elmwood Spa wellness package for you and mom. But if your mom, call us right now. Tell us your mom failed. If you can't get through the lines, you can text us at 104536. Mom fail on the line?
Yep.
Who is it?
Oh, hi
Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca. Rebecca. Happy Mother's Day, Rebecca.
Hello, Rebecca. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
So what'd you do?
Well, so my son was 2, and we were in Costco, and I ran to grab him. He got away from my husband, and there was a big cart coming. You know how huge those are?
They're massive carts. They're Costco-sized carts.
Yes. So I went to grab him to stop him from getting hit. I scooped him up, and those floors are cement and slippery. Well, I fell down, and he fell down, and his leg went underneath me, and my butt broke his leg. I still have nightmares.
Oh my god! How guilty did you?
I mean, and then you go to the doctor and you have to tell them I broke my son's leg, and you're thinking they're looking at you like, "Abuse? What did you do to your son?"
The looks I made my husband go. I made my husband go every time.
And you were just trying. You were trying to save him.
I cried for days.
You were trying to save him, and then I love how you blame your butt, though. It's like your butt broken. Not you. It's the butt.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mama's got a little junk in the trunk, clearly.
A little bit.
All right. Hey, Mama, happy Mother's Day. You're in the draw for the prize, okay?
Thank you so much, guys. Have
a great day. Thank you so much. You. Thanks for owning it, too. There it is. They all do it. We all do it. Well, I'm not a mom, but you all do it. Call us and tell us your mom failed.
We're I'm sure there's some dad fails, too, tomorrow. I'm sure you could contribute to this conversation, right?
Wait till Father's Day comes around. I have a list I'm running already. Okay, I haven't told him yet, but yes.
That's the plan for Father's Day.
Great. Okay. Yeah, the dads are going to get it, too.
Mom fails. That's the topic this morning. Mom fails. How did mom make that epic fail? And listen, no one's perfect, even mothers who are near perfect. There's destined to be a fail, but we'll never forget them.
No, and what's fun about 2019 is that we own our fails now, our mom fails.
I like that about 2019.
Yes, I love that about it.
Own it, own it, own it. Be the train wreck that you are.
Well, I mean, that took it to another level.
Well, you know, there are levels to this.
That's an Amy Schumer movie.
Yeah, right, exactly. Exactly. We've been getting mom fails all morning, tons of them. Thank you for everyone who's in the draw. Texts and phone calls. We've just drawn Cassandra. Cassandra, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
Okay, have you forgiven yourself for this this epic fail yet, or no?
Well, I've forgiven myself. I'm not sure that my son will ever forgive me, or his friends will ever let him live it down.
What would happen?
So my two of my youngest kids, their birthdays are 4 days apart, and you know, end of school year, beginning of summer, running around trying to get everything prepared. You know, get the house cleaned up, get ready to go. 2 o'clock rolls around. I've prepared this beautiful pink princess party for my daughter who is turning 3, and at 2 o'clock all of my son's friends started showing up at the door. I had evidently reversed the dates on their birthday invitation.
Oh my gosh.
So all the little boys come for the princess party.
Yeah, all the boys were there for the princess party.
How very 2019 of you,
very,
you know,
right?
Gender bending. Yeah,
you're ahead of the
very
curve.
Very inclusive.
So how did they get through that party? They enjoy themselves still?
They did. I mean, we kind of, you know, did our best with it and just sort of went with it. But yeah, it was definitely interesting.
And Cassandra, birthday parties are such a thing, eh?
They're
just like
are
the biggest deal. Yeah.
Absolutely. So. They really, truly are, especially at that age.
Totally. Well,
funny story. Unlucky for the kids, but lucky for you. This morning, you won, Cassandra. Congratulations.
You're our winner.
Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Yes. A wellness package for you. So your mom fell paid off, valued at $1,200. And you get to, you know, enjoy things from Sleep Country and Elmwood Spa visits. So, I mean, you can take that birthday party memory and just release it when you're going,
it's gone. It's gone.
Did you have plans for Mother's Day?
I really didn't. Baseball. Our son plays baseball, so we're going to be watching baseball. That's about it.
Great, great. Yeah, you want to shout out the team?
It is the Toronto Mets, 17U team.
Hey, let's go Mets. Let's go Mets. Let's go Mets.
Yeah.
It's the only kind of time I could say that in the city. All right? Let's go Mets. M-E-T-S. All right, good. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Big up to you and your family, and happy Mother's Day.
Yes, happy Mother's Day.
Thanks for sharing with us.
Big up to all the moms who shared their fails this morning, and also the daughters who outed their moms. We got some of those as well.
It's going to happen. Yeah. No one's perfect, but I'll tell you who's perfect. Mother's perfectly awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
Well, that song right there is major trending news, not just in Toronto, but all over the world this morning, called I Don't Care, the latest and greatest from Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber. And from a production standpoint, one of the producers on that song is the one and only Max Martin.
Yes, heavy hitters on that song. And I like what you said, too. It's not when you're looking on Twitter right now and everyone's just saying, I don't care.
Yeah.
They haven't just, like, lost hope for the world.
No, it's people haven't given up on life.
Yeah.
This is the song. And, like, when I look through Max Martin, because I'm going, I know Max Martin's big. And then looking through, it's like, oh, yeah, Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl, Britney Spears, Oops, I Did It Again,
huge.
The Weeknd, I Can't Feel My Face. You know, just those little indie hits.
Yeah.
Caitlin, there's a clear dancehall vibe in that song, no?
There is, between the claps and the, like, just the bass and the beat, everything about it has that little, like, dancey shoulder shake feel.
Yeah, yeah. They got to get a remix with Vibes Cartel on that.
Oh, I would be like, I would be into that.
Okay.
No, I would be in that. Not happening.
Yeah, okay. That's a strong contender, though, as the potential song of the summer.
Yeah.
Now's the season where we start monitoring and we try to decide. When do you have to decide what the song of summer officially is? Is
people
that, like, July?
People keep calling it earlier and earlier, I find.
Yeah.
But I feel like this one's edging ahead of Sean.
I think so,
for
too.
For me, I gotta say. Yeah.
Just because it has a little bit more of a summer sound to it.
Yeah, Love You, Mendez. But.
Okay, well, now over to the big trending local news. If you're looking for something to do with mom on Sunday, it is officially peak cherry blossom season in the city. This is the prime weekend for checking out the blossoms. I know. I can hear the Instagrams happening now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, High Park, Trinity Bellwoods Park, anywhere else you might find these gorgeous Instagram frenzy-creating trees. There will be people there posing underneath them, doing peace signs. That's what your feed is going to be filled with this weekend. And if your mom is more into basketball than blossoms, I wish I had better Raptors news to share, but unfortunately, they lost to the 76ers last night, which means there will be a Game 7 here in Toronto Sunday night starting at 7 p.m.
Which means I get to close it out here at home.
That's it.
Darn right.
Finish it in the six.
And we have established after the last game that Drake went to where they won handily, that the Drake curse is not real. So will he be there? Will he be courtside for Game 7? And what type of a hoodie will he be wearing? I am curious. If it's another throwback hoodie like his Breaker High hoodie last time, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Let's take some bets now.
I know it. Yeah. I think it has to be an epic throwback hoodie. Something has to be. He has to outdo himself now.
90210.
Oh.
Right?
Wow.
I don't know.
If he has a Peach Pit hoodie on, I cannot. Or maybe your mom is more of a Game of Thrones fan. Sunday night marks the penultimate episode of the entire series. Episode 5 of 6 starts at 9 p.m. and Emilia Clarke, a.k.a.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, Khaleesi herself said, this episode is massive, bigger than the Battle of Winterfell, which we all were waiting for as fans of this show. This is supposed to be insane. So it starts at 9 p.m. on Sunday night, and when I am really, really tired on Monday morning, that will be why.
As a fan, Caitlin, how are you feeling about the fact that we are getting ready to close our Game of Thrones? Are you excited or are you sad?
I mean, I'm sad, but I'm not even sad yet because I actually cannot put my finger on what is going to happen. I don't feel like I can say with certainty who is going to wind up on the Iron Throne. We are 2 episodes away from this being completely over, and I still don't think that there's a clear leader. I really don't.
So, for those who don't watch, by the end of this, somebody needs to end up on the throne? Like, there needs to be a person who claims a throne?
They better, or this is going to be a Sopranos ending all over again. It's just going to cut to black and some song will play, and everyone's just going to be going, what? I can't handle that.
That was Sopranos was a bad ending.
Don't leave us with an unclear ending. Please spell it out for me. Yeah. I cannot handle any sort of symbolism. I don't want that.
Yeah.
No.
So it wasn't just all just a dream or something like
oh,
that?
God. Yeah. Oh, God.
Right?
Then they wake up.
That's the Lost ending.
I know.
Worst ending ever. I kick the TV.
I honestly was so surprised when they did that in Lost because, like, I went to school for, you know, for filmmaking and stuff.
Right.
And the number one thing you learn, we're talking writing, screenwriting 101, year one, class one. If you end it with, this was all just a dream, it's the biggest cop out of all time.
Cop out. Like, they did not write this.
All if right. This was all a dream and we just cut away to like George Railroad Martin sitting at a desk having not even finished the series yet, I will lose it.
Okay. I'm still hung up on the fact that I really want to use the word penultimate more in my
That's
life.
Right.
That was so
That was
good.
Lovely. Penultimate.
I think I'm going to do a word of the day calendar.
Oh, I would love that.
Okay, great.
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh, wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.